Legacies of Famous Newfoundlanders, author Neil Rideout, copyright 2024. Dedication. This book is dedicated to Elizabeth Spence, the woman I will love, honor, and respect forever. Maybe someday she will believe me. Introduction. Voices from the Rock. Nestled at the easternmost edge of North America, where the frigid waters of the Labrador Current meet the warm embrace of the Gulf Stream, lies an island that has birthed some of the most remarkable individuals in Canadian and world history. Newfoundland, with its rugged coastlines, fog-shrouded harbors, and resilient people, has long been a crucible of character, forging men and women who have left indelible marks on fields as diverse as exploration, medicine, politics, and the arts. Legacies of Famous Newfoundlanders is more than just a collection of biographies. It is a testament to the indomitable spirit of a place and its people. Through the lives of these 17 extraordinary individuals, we trace the arc of Newfoundland's history from its earliest days as a contested European outpost to its evolution to a vital part of the Canadian Confederation and beyond. Our journey begins in the mists of prehistory with Leif Erikson, the Norse explorer who likely set foot on Newfoundland's shores a millennium ago, establishing the first known European contact with North America. We then leap forward to Sir Humphrey Gilbert, whose claim of Newfoundland for England in 1583 set the stage for centuries of colonial rule and cultural development. The book delves deep into the island's maritime heritage, showcasing figures like Captain Robert Abram Bartlett, the intrepid Arctic explorer who commanded over 40 expeditions into the frozen north, and Captain William Jackman, whose heroic rescue of 27 souls from a shipwreck off Labrador's coast in 1867 became the stuff of legend. These men embody the courage and resourcefulness that Newfoundland's harsh environments demand of its inhabitants. We also confront the darker chapters of Newfoundland's past, through the poignant story of Shauna Dithet, believed to be the last of the Beothuk people. Her tragic tale serves as a sobering reminder of the cultural losses that accompanied European settlement, and the complex legacy of colonialism that continues to shape the island today. The book celebrates Newfoundland's contributions to the fields of medicine and public health. We explore the lives of Nurse Myra Bennett, who provided medical care to over 200 miles of isolated coastline for more than 5 decades, and Mary Southcott, who established professional nursing standards on the island. Dr. Clooney McPherson's invention of the gas mask during World War I and Ethel Dickinson's heroic efforts during the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic showcase Newfoundlanders' innovative spirit and selfless dedication to saving lives. The political realm is represented by Joey Smallwood, the controversial figure who spearheaded Newfoundland's confederation with Canada in 1949, forever altering the course of the island's history. His story is contrasted with that of Dame Moira Greene, who rose from St. John's to become the first non-British citizen and woman to lead the UK's Royal Mail, demonstrating the global reach of Newfoundland talent. We delve into the island's rich cultural heritage through figures like Georgina Sterling, Newfoundland's first internationally acclaimed opera singer, and Rex Murphy, the sharp-tongued commentator who became one of Canada's most recognizable voices. The inclusion of Bob Cole, the legendary hockey broadcaster, highlights Newfoundland's passion for sport and its contributions to Canada's national pastime. The book also pays tribute to those who pushed the boundaries of science and technology. Guglielmo Marconi's groundbreaking work in wireless communication, culminating in the reception of the first transatlantic signal in Newfoundland in 1901, underscores the island's role in connecting the world. General Sir William Otter and Sir Wilfrid Grenfell represent Newfoundland's contributions to military strategy and humanitarian efforts, respectively, showcasing the diverse ways in which Newfoundlanders have impacted the world beyond their shores. As we weave together these extraordinary lives, a tapestry emerges that reveals the unique character of Newfoundland itself. It is a place where self-reliance meets community spirit, where innovation is born of necessity, where a deep connection to the land and sea infuses every aspect of life. The individuals profiled in this book are not just products of their environment, they are the shapers of it, each contributing in their own way to the rich cultural mosaic that is Newfoundland. Legacies of Famous Newfoundlanders invites readers on a journey through time and across disciplines, offering insights into the forces that have shaped this remarkable island and its people. From the windswept cliffs of Signal Hill to the corridors of power in Ottawa and London, from the ice-choked waters of the Arctic to the stages of the world's great opera houses, the influence of Newfoundlanders has been felt far and wide. As you turn these pages, prepare to be inspired by tales of courage, innovation, and perseverance. Whether you are a proud Newfoundlander, a curious historian, or simply a lover of compelling human stories, this book offers a window into the world where ordinary individuals rise to extraordinary challenges, leaving legacies that continue to resonate through the ages. Join us as we explore the lives of these remarkable Newfoundlanders, and in doing so, discover the soul of an island that has produced some of the most fascinating figures in history. Welcome to Legacies of Famous Newfoundlanders, a celebration of the rock-hewn character and far-reaching influence of this unique corner of the world.